you know, my sister, when she was in the cradle, she actually took her first step out of the cradle, you know, and was looking around, and, you know, everybody just almost fell over because this baby started walking. And then that was my sister, though. You know, she's just external brute force. Hey, let me out of here. Well, no, the way she went, you know. So cradle boards are living beings, because from the very first moment when you actually begin working on a cradle board, the first thing you do is you go to the bodark trees and you pick out a tree. You don't take it, but that's the one you talk to, and you tell him your purpose. I'm here because there's a little Kylo coming along that Milky Way road, and we want to prepare a cradle for him. So you offer tobacco, and you pray. After you cut your wood, now you're working with rawhide and buckskin. You know, you're stretching it out and getting it ready, and you're talking to it. You know, that promise you, you know, that I will not waste any part of you. Mm-hmm. And I will use every part, because this animal, the deer, you know, they gave up their life. Making that cradle board, what that does is it ties all of these animals to this child. You know, they're there to support him and to help him. Then the father of the baby and the mother of the baby, you know, their spirit is tied to that. So when the cradle is finished, you invite your relatives and you put that cradle board in front of everyone, and they touch it and they pray. You know, and they'll touch it all, rub their hands all over the front, the side, the back, and the bottom, you know, and it's really important. Those people, those spirits are tied into that cradle board.